it seems as though you haven't exactly touched much of your food that I so graciously bestowed upon you. Why is that? Are you not hungry? Not thirsty? Is the environment not friendly enough for you? You should be lucky I even gave you a small candle as a light source. Half the other chambers don't get half as much light. They don't get any light, frankly. But I decided a cute puppy like yourself deserved at least a little bit of light. That way, I could look down at you and see the fear in your eyes. Oh. It wasn't the lighting, you say, not the environment. You thought it was too much to be eating on your hands and knees. Well, what did you think I would feed you in? You're a puppy. Puppies don't eat with knives and forks or plates or fancy dinnerware. They don't use napkins. They don't have any kind of etiquette, really. So, frankly, it surprises me that that would be a problem for you. You didn't like the doggy bowl. You didn't like how you didn't have a knife or fork or spoon or a cup to drink from. Why would you need that? I don't think you really understand the kind of position that you're in. Those chains are just for show. That collar around your neck isn't just gonna magically poof away. This is no dream. This is your reality now. The second you decided to venture into a place where you should have never been, that you should have never known about, that's the second your life as you knew it was over. I mean, what did you expect? Where in your mind would you even think, this is a lovely flower shop. I wonder what's in the basement. Certainly not flowers, no. It's where I hold my experiments. I think it's honestly so kind a lost puppy like yourself could find a new home. And I'm gracious that you decided you wanted to be a very willing test subject of mine from now on. Honestly, it just brings a smile to my face. Now, don't worry about the screaming. Those are naughty puppies. You're not naughty, are you? I mean, naughty puppies wouldn't try to struggle against the chain holding you down. Honestly, I shouldn't hear a single jingle jangle from any sort of metal around you. If you want to be a good puppy, you better learn how to sit still. There you go. That's a good puppy. Well, I didn't really see that the doggy bowl of yours has been touched at all. Are you sure you're not hungry? I might just allow you to move a tiny bit if, you know, you wanted to eat or drink. You don't need to be on both legs now, do you? Last time I checked, dogs don't walk on their hind legs. They're on all fours. So get to it. I want to see you underneath me. I should be looking down at you at all times. There you go. Last year, I think someone had broken into a kindly little bunny's flower shop. Really deserves anything but the grimy floor that you're on. I didn't think so. Well, at least you'll be learning a valuable lesson. Curiosity killed the cat. Of course, that little cat you once were is dead now. All that's left is an adorable little puppy. Right? There you go. That's alright. Here, eat up. Don't you feel much better? Now that you have some food in that tummy of yours. I can't wait. I still haven't started any of my experiments yet. Let's see how much of a puppy I can really make you. I mean, I don't know if I want to go for the more experimental stuff or some things that I know have a certain reaction. Well, I think it's about time you go back to the corner you were in. This bunny has to get a few things before applying your experiments. So, be a good little puppy and sit and stay. There you go. I'll be back shortly. And if I hear you cry or whimper, or even a little bit of that chain jingling, well, you'll be sounding a lot more like your neighbor puppies. They don't seem too happy. I would hate to have to brand you as a naughty puppy. I don't think either of us would really like that. Okay. I'll be right back. Did puppy miss me that much? I mean, you're practically shaking. Oh, I know you wouldn't be foolish enough to be scared, though. That would be not the smartest decision on your part. But I did bring a few tools to help the process go a little more on the smooth side. Now, there's a few different ways we can do this. We can add this little mixture of mine to your doggy bowl. Or, if you prefer, if you don't want to willingly drink it, always find other ways to inject it into you. I do particularly like this little clean cuts. So, if you'd like, I could just, make a little slice and pour it straight into you. Now, are you sure? I can assure you, a lot of the other puppies have really seemed to enjoy it. I mean, they sure do make a lot of noise, and I can only assume that means go ahead. This is nice. I really enjoy this. So, I can only assume you'd like the same. Really? Alright. Just add a few drops. I mean, the water might dampen the effects a little bit, but it'll be enough. After all, I just want to see what kind of effect it has on you. There you go. Good puppy. I'm honestly glad that I stuck that bell on your collar. It serves as a reminder to what you once were, a curious little kitten. That collar definitely resembles a dog's collar, but the little bell on it reminds me of all the stray cats I used to help. Well, I think it's about time we go on a walk. Don't you think? Hopefully, working that body of yours would make the potion go through you a lot quicker than if we were to just sit and wait. So, come on, hands and knees, let's go. Outside the chamber, the floors are gonna be a little more coarse, a bit rough. Try to watch out for the broken glass. Who knows what residues still reside on those glasses. Sometimes my puppies aren't exactly too fond of drinking certain potions, and mishaps tend to happen on occasion. Of course, I always wear shoes, so all the mishaps really do are assure that there's no poor little puppy that tries to escape their home. So, just be careful with those little paws of yours. They're human characteristics, such as flesh, aren't as resilient as the paws of an actual pup, so try not to get any marks. There we go. Come on. I think it might be fun to show you around your neighborhood. After all, this is your new home. This is where you'll be until you've stopped being of use to me. Look at that. It's already starting to take effect. Your hearing might be a little more sharp, and hopefully that new sensation of having a tail won't be too on. I mean, some have even mentioned it's a little pleasurable, as long as no one steps on any tails. I'm known to be clumsy on occasion, so make sure you keep up the pace, otherwise I might just accidentally step on a fluffy dog tail sprouting from you. honestly think those ears look a lot better on you. Human ears are so bland looking. And they lack all the benefits the animal ears have on someone. Anyway, let's stop with the boring effects that are on your body. After all, you don't need to know what's happening to you. I just need to know what it does to you. I'm the observer. You don't need to worry about anything anymore. Just keep your will intact for as long as you can. I always hate having to dispose of broken puppies. Such a waste. Especially those that seem to have so much potential. But I know you'll be different. After all, you made it about halfway through my little chamber. You actually almost made it to my testing room. So if you can manage to get through here without alerting me at all, you have to have some kind of talent. Whether that just be a lack of presence, or maybe you're just skilled at sneaking around. I mean, there's even a chance this wasn't your first intrusion. But it definitely will be your last. Ignore them. They're just not as well trained as you are. To think some of the older dogs in here aren't even as trained as the new pup. Oh, at least that's one redeeming trait you have. I struggled to find some, but obedience seems to be something you're decent at. I might even feed you twice a day now if you keep it up. After all, I can't have you dying from anything aside from experimentation. So, don't worry. You won't starve. You won't die of thirst either. Oh, that one's my favorite. I love the flaming kitty. Don't worry. It's not in pain. I assure you, what you'll feel is significantly worse than the kitty monstrosity that I created. Yeah, that one over there was supposed to be a cure for missing limbs, but it seemed to take away to give extra. I think I needed to add more water to dilute it, but what's done is done. At least I know it'll be hard for the puppy to run away. It may be good at crawling. But you don't need to worry about that. I won't be doing any of the more harmful experiments on you. You're not worth that much. You're just a lowly intruder. You didn't do anything dangerous enough to warrant something as dangerous as that. I mean, you were just a lost, curious cat. Whereas some of these people are much more dangerous than cats. Some people deserve punishment. Others deserve redemption. And there are some who deserve nothing. That's where you fall into. You should Just be happy. You're even worth a collar around your neck. Well, I think it's had enough time to take all of the effects it would have immediately, at least. Let's go back to your cell. Let's go back to your home. I'm sure your little sleeping corner is getting lonely without a puppy to accompany it. Don't worry, before I leave, I'll make sure to give you another dose of the thing you're experimenting, along with some water and a little bit of food. You won't starve. As long as you're a good puppy, that is. Plus, I have other matters to attend to. Believe it or not, I have a life outside of experimentation and selling flowers. Unlike you, I actually have someone to go home to. Now, if you'll excuse me. There you go. All locked up. And tight enough to only get tighter if you squirm. You know, I hope you'll be a good puppy while I'm gone. And I'll visit you again tomorrow night. We'll see how your dog characteristics have enhanced since then. I expect to see great progress. I'm sure you'll end up being a great little puppy. I'm home. Did you miss me? Do I seem a little peppy than usual? Well, what can I say? This is a fun day at work.